Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. President Donald Trump is proposing new expanded employment benefits after the weekly $600 boost expired last month. But Governor Gavin Newsom says the president's plan won't work in California. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Trump signed a handful of executive orders over the weekend. One includes an extra $400 per week in unemployment benefits. States would be on the hook for a quarter of that. But Newsom estimates that would cost California $700 million a week, a price tag the state can't afford.
We need the federal government to front those dollars. We simply do not have the capacity. Again, even a state as large and well-resourced and as well-managed in terms of our reserves and our capacity to borrow, we're simply just not in that position.
Newsom has been pushing for more federal aid to pay back schools and avoid future furloughs for state workers. That's become a major sticking point for congressional Republicans who don't want to send more money to states and local governments. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
California's top public health official abruptly resigned Sunday night. Dr. Sonia Angel's departure comes days after technical glitches caused a substantial undercount in statewide COVID-19 cases. Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about her resignation at a press conference yesterday afternoon.
We accepted the resignation, appreciated her work. We all have a role and responsibility as it relates to what happens within our respective departments. None of this is easy.
Newsom appointed Angel in October of last year. The state said it helped clear the backlog of nearly 300,000 uncounted cases and is helping counties update their numbers. Sandra Shuri of the California Healthcare Foundation and the current state epidemiologist, Dr. Erica Pan, will take over Angel's role in the interim. A judge has ordered ride-hailing giants Uber and Lyft to treat California drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. The ruling would guarantee protections such as overtime, sick leave, and expense reimbursement for drivers. The ruling won't take effect right away, as Uber and Lyft both said they plan to appeal to a higher court. California Attorney General Javier Becerra has praised the ruling, saying it will ensure the companies will play by the rules. But the companies criticizing the ruling, saying it threatens to shut down during pandemic-induced economic downturn that has cost millions of people their jobs.